Hi and welcome to another podcast. It's been a little while. I have been moving across the world from Bangkok to Switzerland, back to a place that is close to home, although I'm Australian. It's amazing how different the world is on every capacity, whether you are changing suburbs or changing cities in the same country, or you're actually changing worlds across land and into different countries. It's one of those things that always reminds me that the normal we assume is never normal. No matter what we have as our normal, for someone else that will be different, intriguing, maybe not right, or maybe it will be something they want to discover. I love that the ability over the last few years to be able to travel and see different parts of Switzerland, Austria, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Australia, Europe, Middle East, Southeast Asia have all just reminded me of one thing, that we as humans are in fact all looking to be understood and all looking for love, yet we forget that we are the love, and to be understood in this world is not something that is really ever possible because we don't even understand ourselves, but to be loved will give us enough strength to get through the misunderstandings, the confusion, or I'm not sure, and all of those complicated situations that occur in life. I think if you really think about life, it reminds me very much of sport and recovering from an injury which I had last year. And the ability to recover from injury requires you actually go through quite a lot of pain. That pain has to be pain that is profitable pain to growth and not pain that impedes your growth. And there is a fine line between that. There is this line of having to keep on moving forward, because now today more than ever they are discovering as physios that it's not rest and ice that is going to be our way of recovering. It is actually movement and finding the idiosyncrasies and how we can move through those idiosyncrasies, strengthen, create mobility, flexibility, control, awareness, and develop that over time is how we actually recover. As well as going to physiotherapy treatments can often be quite painful, where they actually agitate to help the tissue to repair. If anyone's ever had fascia treatment and manipulation, they will sure know what discomfort feels like. Acupuncture, trigger points definitely can make you exhausted after it, and so can shockwave therapy. And life makes you exhausted so often, more than not, with all the things we're going through, whether it's a psychological battle or a physical battle or something totally unexpected. There is this incredible battle that we have to continually journey through. Life is really the art of suffering well. And I bring all of these into compilation because in this world today, I've got some people playing some music outside, some kids have finished school. In this world, we have instant gratification. So everything looks so easy and graceful. That also leads to us not wanting to do the work, or feeling like the work and the long-term weight of it isn't really substantial enough. So often it is actually, in fact, the planting of the seeds, just like we do for trees, and the growth that is the most beautiful and the most rewarding. However, most of us just do not have patience anymore. So I want you to remember that if you are struggling, if you are feeling overwhelmed, there is so many people like that. If you are feeling like your journey is taking longer than it is, there is so many people like that. The truth is that there is no easy in life, but there is life to live. And a life to live is far better than no life at all. And the battles are ongoing, whether social media shows it or not. So if you are recovering from injury, you're going through a breakup, you are moving like I have done, you're raising kids and getting to some adventurous stages, know that through the lessons learned and through the growth with a sense of grace, there is pain, but there is magnificence too. It's kind of like life is just reminds me always of climbing to the top of the mountain. You kind of are climbing and climbing, whether you're cycling or walking or running, and you feel like you're just not going to make it. And then you get this beautiful point where you get to view something, or you get a pause, or you get a slight decrease in the incline. and is possible again. And this is how life works, and this is how recovery works, and this is how everything works in life. So remember, growth is uncomfortable. And when you know that and accept that, it makes it a lot easier. Some of the things we can do along our way is set up good habits, and simple things that we forget are good habits are always coming from the basic realms of what we do and who we are, and they are things that are for free. And so often those things that are for free are actually the magic that we want to tap into, like water. Drink more water, such a simple thing that we can do, but if we drink more water, then we can feel better, get a little bit more sleep, stop scrolling so much, do some exercise. All of these things create the sum total of great changes if you do it consistently. So please remember that as you go through life, sometimes the things are the simplest of answers, like getting off your phone or going to bed a bit earlier, changing your diet in small steps and exercise rather than large steps will be far more beneficial than go big or go home. So think about the small things you can change each and every day. Thanks for joining me for this podcast, and I'll see you next time.